Jose de la Vega Cassidy stopped his horse in front of the only cantina in the little frontier town of Los Alamos. Among the horses tied up at the hitch rack was one that belonged to his friend Juan Garcia. He dismounted and stepped inside the bar.
Buenos dias, Juan. I knew I'd find you here.
Ah, si, my friend. Where there is music and drink, there you will find Juan Garcia. Also, maybe a fight, maybe.
A fight?
Oui. Our friend Bob Kennedy, the new rancher, sees Donna Comalita many times. And maybe in love with her.
Well, I don't blame him. Senorita is very beautiful.
But Senor Boudreau, the gambler, loves her also, and he's very jealous.
Juan motioned toward a tall, dark, well-dressed man at one of the tables.
They say this Frenchman had to leave San Francisco because he killed so many men in duels. It would be bad for Senor Kennedy, maybe.
A rangy, sandy-haired young man entered the cantina and walked toward the bar. The gambler rose to intercept him. The air was suddenly charged with a high, almost audible tension. There were a few words spoken in low tones. Then Kennedy's fist flashed out, and Boudreau fell to the floor. The Frenchman rose slowly to his feet, his face white with anger.
I do not fight in saloons. But I will meet you tomorrow morning. We will settle this matter of honor with guns.
Bob Kennedy turned and walked out of the cantina. Jose and Juan overtook him as he prepared to mount.
Hello, Bob. You have a good right hand. Can it pull the trigger also?
Oh, I hate guns. I've never fired one.
You have to meet Senor Boudreau in a duel tomorrow. You don't have much time to learn. I would like to be your second. Perhaps I can teach you something.
The sun had not yet risen as the men met at the dueling place. Boudreau's second examined the pistols, then passed them to Jose. He checked the weapons carefully, then handed them to the duelists. The two men stood back to back. Then, as the command was given, they started a slow, measured tread. At the count, they halted and turned to face each other. Bob Kennedy lifted the muzzle of his pistol a foot or so and fired into the ground. A sneer was on Boudreau's face as he aimed his weapon at the man who stood so motionless and so straight. He was a perfect target. Boudreau's shot crashed out into the fog-filled dawn. The gambler looked at his enemy, a smile fixed on his face. Slowly it turned into a look of incredulity as he stared at Kennedy, still standing straight and untouched. Without a word, he turned away from the men and mounted his horse. A short time later, Jose and Juan were riding down a familiar canyon trail. Jose drew up alongside his friend.
You know, Juan, Senor Boudreau will have to leave town now, for he has disgraced his reputation. But the life of our friend is saved.
Yeah, but how could he miss? I've seen him snuff out a candle at that distance.
See, with a bullet. But there was only wadding in the guns.
Jose drew out of his pocket the two bullets he had palmed while he was examining the dueling pistols. Both men laughed as the bullets were tossed into a nearby clump of bushes. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to Serenade of Death, our next tale of
Range Adventure.